Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday to you, better known as Little Chris Ronji's 47th birthday.
Yeah. 47. Wow, what
happy birthday. Horrible.
Yeah, this
you has made it, Ronj.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
You hit your goal.
That's it. All right.
Way to go.
I'm done. I'll be seeing you. Yes, it's great. And Dave got me a cake.
Yes.
And, okay, so we're doing this Field of 6440 tournament.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a word association when you think of St. Louis. What's something that you think of first? Apparently, when people think of me, they think of the word dingus because I've now gotten two cakes today.
He's gotten two dingus cakes.
Dave. So Amy got me a cookie cake that said, it's your birthday, dingus. And then Dave has gotten me an actual cake that says, happy birthday, dingus.
Nice. Dave, did you make them write that on the cake?
I did.
Yes! I love it.
I did.
So did you tell them in person or on the phone?
In person.
And how'd they look at you?
I wrote it down on a piece of paper.
Oh, God.
And I said, this one's going to be a little weird.
God, and I wish I would have seen it.
I handed it to the girl, and she looked back at me, and I go, it's just an old college nickname.
Well,
I was afraid they were going to refuse.
Guess what we found out?
What's that?
Scrooge McDuck's dad is named Dingus.
Dingus McDuck.
Yeah.
Really?
Dingus McDuck. And is one of his other nicknames.
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to say his name was Ronji.
Ronji McDuck.
Ronji McDuck.
He's named after an old McDuck family.
Let me guess. Hat and glasses. Let me guess.
Wouldn't it be great if he did?
Oh, dude. No, Dingus McDuck. We had a texter who said, this has nothing to do with anything. Wanted to let you know that Scrooge McDuck's dad is named Dingus. And I looked it up, and one of his nicknames is Dirty Dingus.
Oh, man.
Seriously.
Wait a minute. Who's giving
Scrooge McDuck's
who's giving Scrooge McDuck's dad a nickname?
It's Dirty Dingus. Look it up.
Mrs. McDuck.
Somebody's been messing with Wikipedia.
I got to tell you, I got in there. I get all my cakes at the cakery in Dogtown. And I realized I didn't know what dingus meant.
I know.
Like it could have been really, really bad or something.
It's not like a French slur. Yeah.
Beth, our news director, I guess I can tell the story.
Yeah.
Because she also didn't know what dingus meant.
Yeah.
And I go, did you think it meant like a, you know,
what's a
appendage? She needs appendage.
And she goes, no, I think it was. She goes, I thought it meant something behind the appendage. Or under the appendage.
Oh my God!
What's happening right now?
It means like a foolish person.
Yes, yes, that's kind of what
bad.
I thought.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
Did you guys hear
behind the appendage?
Did you guys hear the shade that Chris threw on Amy when he said, Amy got me a cookie cake that said dingus, and then Dave got me a real cake?
Yeah.
Did anybody catch that?
Thank you, Andrew. I caught that.
Oh, meanwhile. She was writing it out on the cookie cake as I walked in. It was the equivalent of walking in on your parents wrapping your Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
You
I and said, then don't look.
And then she was eating icing straight out of the tube.
Yeah. I witnessed that too, Amy.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. She says she used a spoon, but I don't believe her. Yeah.
One for me, one for Dingus.
Oh, man.
One for you,
one, two for me.
Super hyped up. And I think it was because for a significant portion of the day, I had only had caffeine and icing out of the tube. I'll tell you what, I was on one.
Amy's had a good day.
Yeah.
She really has.
Yeah.
Well, I think in my 24 years of being the edgiest guy in St. Louis radio, I've never said the thing behind the appendage.
Did they?
Beth said it.
Thing
the news director of KMOX. Steve Moore, you just try to get mad at me. Beth and Amy both said it. Hilarious.
We are a serious news organization.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Any big plans for the big day?
No, you know, I got stuff this weekend, but probably not. I was going to have dinner with a friend, but I believe she is ill.
Hmm.
So that's not going to happen tonight. That's fine. I don't need to do a whole lot on a birthday.
Nah.
I'm a grown-ass man.
Absolutely. What are you, 10?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Where am I? Where are my streamers?
You got a pinata?
I was going to get you one balloon in like a real sad way.
like not one with helium.
Will someone get Amy a sandwich?
Yeah, I mean,
an old one that had been in the sky,
droopy,
but now it's just kind of droopy.
Yeah, okay. It's just kind of like bouncing.
Go get a table for one at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, and then afterwards I'll go hang out at the playground and just sit in one of those benches and have people wonder why I'm there.
Take one of your dingus cakes with you.
Oh yeah, put it next to me. Hey, kids.
Why does that man have two dingus cakes?
I need to get a van without windows. Just drive around in that.
Oh man, that's funny.
Happy birthday.
How's 47 feel?
Well, 46 yesterday.
Yeah.
About the same.
Yeah. I think you're good. Does 50 do anything? Does that did all?
Well, 40 was weird. Just that it was coming up was weird, and 50 feels weirder.
Yeah.
But I've noticed as you get into the decade, 40 wasn't that bad, and 30 was really nothing at all. And then I don't know what I was reading, but people talking about, I think it was a Twitter post, and it was a person who was 26 and was interacting with a teenager or something and mentioned that she was 26, and the teenager said, oh, you look great for your age.
Yeah.
Like, 26 is nothing. And so, I mean, the older you get, you realize that those milestone ages really aren't bad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my best chance of being hot just increases. Like when I'm 70.
Right. You could ascend to the top.
Hell, I'm 80, I could rule.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
What's the dating app that's after our time? Our time is 50 and over. Is there one that's like
short time?
Just a
time.
We don't have time for this.
NoTime.com.
We better hurry. .com.
Don't say no to anybody. .com.
Oh. Let's get this over with. .net.
Let's get this over.
Remnant dating.
You know, nursing homes, there's an STD problem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's especially one in the community down in Florida, the villages.
Yeah, they're but also, they're not even trying to stop
no,
it.
No, they got lots of fun
but
issues.
But also, does it matter?
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, have fun.
You know what? Here's one of my weirder thoughts I had. Last night I was watching John Oliver, and he was talking about one of the former Boeing CEOs that screwed things up, and that he had married his first cousin. But the guy was like 65. And I'm like, so if you can't have kids, say you're both beyond childbearing years, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Right.
Honestly,
at that point, it's just creepy, but it's not like dangerous.
Yeah, if you're in Mississippi, it's fine.
I do see where you're coming from.
I mean,
because that's the real bad thing about it is the,
right, having kids.
Am I the only one who thinks that's worse, that like you've been waiting your whole life to
he's finally safe, let's
right.
go.
Yeah, that feels so much worse to me somehow.
No, it sounds last resorty to me.
Yeah.
Like it's a last resort.
Could be a resort laster than that.
Well, not that you're waiting it out.
Closer family members would be
Amy, there's a difference
worse.
Between like, I can't wait till we're old and it doesn't matter. And there's nothing left. It might as well be you. Those are two very different things.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah,
we know all the same people.
Yeah.
I'm just at home lonely.
Yeah, we only have to go to one Christmas.
Right.
We're going to be in the same family plot either way.
Only have to go to one Christmas.
That's right.
I'm so
That's
upset.
Right.
When do you think they figured that out?
What, that you can't have?
Yeah.
Wasn't it like, I mean...
Probably one of the royal families.
Yeah, it was the royalty. Like the Habsburgs in like Denmark, right? Because they're all still kind of... No, for real. They're all still super inbred and there's a... They call it... No, for real.
They call it super.
They call it the Habsburg jaw, and it's when you got like a weird, like kind of jaw lip thing, and it means that you were kind of inbred with the royal family in an attempt, I think, to keep like the royal.
He is not wrong.
Nailed it.
So they're like, good news, bad news. Good news is you're royal,
right?
Oh my God, is that a jaw?
You have
the royal bloodline is just you guys, but that had some unforeseen complications.
All right, this might be a real dumb question, and whatever.
It's your birthday.
It's my birthday. I can ask these. Why is it, biologically, why is it worse to inbreed as a human, but animals do it, and they don't seem to have issues that I'm aware of?
No, they don't do it.
They
spread out.
Yeah.
And they do have issues.
They're much smaller clans, aren't they?
That's why like male lions leave when they mature. That's why wolves leave the
and
pack.
And that's why like certain bred,
to form their own pack.
Yeah, bred like dogs.
I did not know that.
Yeah, dogs that are bred, like if they are too much. But, so
yeah.
they get genetic problems.
Elephants don't though, right? Don't elephants kind of stay in their own thing?
No, like the male ones leave.
Holy crap, I didn't know
when they
this.
Get to be adults, I think.
They just go to another
They
clan?
Just start their own, they huh. find a lady out there and they start their own.
Wander out into the wastes.
You know what? That's why we should have done the show from the zoo today. Could I ask that question?
I know, he wanted for his birthday to do the show from the zoo.
That's
Isn't
pretty
that
cool.
adorable?
Yeah. That's
that
cool.
is very cool.
Did you know our zoo is free?
I didn't know that. We should hook them up with that behind the scenes thing that we got.
Yeah, let's go.
Really cool.
Put them in touch with Steve.
A polar bear tried to kill me. Remember that?
Oh, what? Didn't I tell you about that?
Andrew told us about it today.
I was telling them about our zoo trip, and I was like, this polar bear charged right at Dave slammed the glass right in front of
him. Also, the guy, he's in charge of all.
Curator of carnivores.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
And the first thing we went to see, first thing in the morning, were the lions. And he was going to feed them, and he had these wheels of frozen meat that were about the size of, I don't know what, like a small purse.
Bowling ball, yeah.
And he took one, and he threw it like a discus, and he had like five more, and I'm like, here we go, baby. Dave Glover's going to feed the lions. He threw all of them.
Yeah.
Oh.
He threw them all.
Yeah. That's not fair.
It wasn't fair.
Well, if we got hooked up with him,
it was my birthday.
And the last one, I made a little sound.
If we get the chance, if we get the chance to do that, I'm going to tell him ahead of time, like, look, I know what you do.
Right.
So I want you to at least save one for me.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
I know how you are. I've heard about meat disc.
You could bring your own meat disc.
He does.
I bet they don't allow it.
Don't worry, Steve. I brought it from home.
What are they going to do? It's Chris Ronji.
That's not
good
bad.
Point.
Yeah. All right. Things are looking up for me.
Let's eat some cake.
Let's go. All right.
Take a quick break. Eat some cake. DGS. Welcome back, guys. DGS. It's Chris's birthday. We're having some delicious chocolate chip cake from the Cakery.
Who's Chris?
In Dogtown. Sorry.
Roger, who is it?
Scrooge McDingus.
Dingus.
That's me. Dingus McDad.
We have a surprise. We have a surprise blindside top five.
Oh.
Oh.
Ready? Sure. Worst chain restaurants of all time. Fast food or sit down?
Fast food or sit down.
Yeah.
Ruby Tuesday.
Oh. So I've had food poisoning twice, both times from the Ruby.
I worked at one in college.
I don't think I ever went in one.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Wow.
Like, yeah, it had some issues.
What did you know, Kevin?
It's not what I knew, it's what I saw.
And what'd you do?
Lack of standards.
Lack of standards.
In the training there, they spend all the time trying to explain to you why it's called Ruby Tuesday, because the guy that founded it was a big Rolling Stones fan.
Of course. Yeah. They should spend more time cleaning the salad bar.
Yes, they should have spent more time telling us how to not make the salad bar nasty. Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
So Ruby Tuesday, Applebee's.
Oh, my God.
This is tough. So few of them have let me down.
I think it's the number one franchise in the world, but I have to say Subway.
Boy, it really depends on the store.
It's just too expensive these days.
Yeah, Subway is prohibitively expensive, and that's one of the ones that people are starting to catch on to and really kind of make us think about. Like, it's just, like, I think a 6-inch sub with nothing else, just a regular sub for 6 inches, it's like $8.50, $9.
It is?
Yeah, it's insane.
We used to do like the two for five, or five dollars foot long.
We used to get them on DoorDash, and if like all four of us got a foot long sub, it'd be almost $100.
Yikes.
I think it got really big because for a long time it was the only national sandwich chain, and now there's competition, and you're like, I don't have to get
Subway
that one.
Subway for me is now the place you go when if it's close and you need something quick.
Yes.
And it's the only thing. That's kind of how I've always felt.
I've got one I think a lot of kids would disagree with, but the parents. Red Robin.
Yes. Oh, I don't know, man. I've had success at Red Robin.
I know you hate Red Robin, but I've always liked it.
I'd probably be in the minority.
Now, I will say the problem can be that it's a little bit pricey for burgers.
Right.
I mean, you guys have said all the ones that I was thinking of. Subway is a big one. I'm not a Red Robin person.
Are we considering price and everything?
Yeah, whatever.
Or is it just the quality?
Any way you want to do it.
You know, back in the day, I would have said Quiznos, but then we had some really amazing Quiznos.
Yeah. I liked Quiznos.
I liked Quiznos.
I was a hater for a while there, and then I tried it again, and I was like, you know what? This is really solid.
Should the Papa be on there?
I mean, it's too regular on our list.
It's been good to us. It's been kind to us.
Oh, listen, I'm not even exaggerating. I bet I've eaten more Subway than any other restaurant in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Domino's. I can eat any pizza. I can't eat Domino's.
I think I like the others better. I like Pizza Hut, and even though Papa John was a weirdo, I like that one better than Domino's.
I got one for you. Now, no one actually eats this because I think there's one on Earth and it's in Alton, but Fazoli's. I'm tired of Fazoli's.
I have never been to a Fazoli's.
Yeah,
either.
Very
I
rarely.
Never have either.
It's
gross.
Andrew, what time is Pizza Hut coming by?
Should be about 2 o'clock.
Nice. There you go.
See?
Pizza Hut's coming in.
I like Pizza Hut.
Can't out pizza the Hut.
That's right, Amy. That's
you
very
just
good.
Keep eating cake.
Yeah.
I feel like I should eat something else. No, we had Joya's.
Nice.
Joya's.
Yeah, there's a bunch back there.
But okay.
What about IHOP?
I love IHOP.
Man, I am striking out here.
I would put IHOP on the list.
Yeah.
It's expensive and overrated.
Man, I like it there.
Not as good as Denny's.
Oh, no, I was going to put Denny's on the list on my side. I've always seen
really?
Them. They're always bad. They're always dirty.
You don't like a Moons Over Miami?
No, I'm a fave. See, like Waffle House, you know what you're walking into.
Yeah.
And it's a part of the experience.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I think a lot of these are dependent on which ones you've been around. Because the Denny's I've been to are not great. They were dirty and weird and bad. But like the IHOP by my house is great. They're friendly. The food's good.
Do you go there regularly?
I mean, like 3-4 times a year.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Yeah.
I don't like IHOP. Did we say that already?
Yeah.
That was on the phone.
Why do you hate it?
Because it's bad. It's gross. It's Did I tell you guys about the time that I went into an IHOP and there was a sign on the host stand? Because there was nobody there. There were no employees. So I just kind of wandered the restaurant. And I stood behind the host stand to see what it felt like.
You wondered what?
I was mad because I was there to pick up a DoorDash.
Why was no one there?
Because I guess they just, all the employees were in the back doing whatever.
That's poorly managed.
So, well, there was a sign on the host stand that was from the owner that was like, I'm begging you, please be good. Please behave. Please be normal. Please just do your job well. I'm pleading with you. Well, I don't want to have to close this location. I'll lose so much money and you'll lose your jobs. Please, I'm begging you, just stay at the host stand. Don't wander off.
No.
Don't go back. And I was like,
how long was this sign?
Yeah.
It was the whole.
This is the problem. It was more than 180 characters, so they wouldn't read it.
That's why I read it. It was like the entire host. I was like, what's this letter here?
I was in a McDonald's drive-thru once for an extended period, and I could look back and see a sign, and it had three pictures, and it was how to make a soda. And the first one was a picture of someone filling a cup with ice. The second one was filling it with soda, and the third one was putting a lid on it. And I was like, man, if you really need that sort of instruction.
It's like building something from IKEA. just pictures.
Man, I wish I was beautiful. Welcome back, guys. 134 DGS on KMOX. Great show for you today. Coming up at the top of the hour, Benji Molina. We have Russ Brandon, who is the owner CEO of the local football team. Daryl Johnston. Oof, how about that?
Moose in the house.
One of the best fullbacks of all time.
Man.
Stairway. Holly Thompson Raider, who's one of my favorite representatives in Jeff City, is trying to pass laws where you can't have child brides. I don't know, my TikTok's so weird, but every now and then I'll get one of like a guy being busted trying to get with a kid. And this one I saw today, the little girl was 15, and I thought, in Missouri, they could just get married. How sick is that?
Well, with parental permission, right?
Yeah, but something tells me that any parent that would give permission is not much of a parent.
Good point.
Right?
And there's at least one Missouri legislator that probably doesn't have an issue with that, so...
Mike Moon.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to say it,
well,
but
no,
man. Actually, he literally did say that, right?
He said he knew 12-year-olds that got married and are very happy
and fine.
Whatever.
What?
And then he had to say I wasn't promoting child marriage.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I was just endorsing it.
Okay,
yeah,
Mike.
I'm like a 12-year-old is really making their own decisions at that time. You know, if that marriage is happening, their world is small and being controlled by someone else, and it's just awful. Anyway, he did face backlash for that.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying I'm into it. It's just,
you know, some people liked it.
Hey, you know, teach their own.
It was pretty shocking, yeah.
Rach, you always do a great job of having stories on the Google Doc. Today you have one that's near and dear to my heart. They're trying to outlaw Cheetos.
They are. They're trying to get rid of Flamin' Hot Cheetos, Doritos, Takis, and other popular snacks in California public schools. They're trying to ban a certain additive that's contained in all of these chips. So they you know, we went woke and we're going for the chips now.
No TikTok, no Flamin' Cheetos.
He went woke. Hey, I'm woke like that. I'm on the anti-Cheeto tacky wokeness.
I just think it's funny, like...
Wait, are people actually saying it's woke?
No, I just like to call everything woke.
Yeah, okay. Makes it sound better.
Yeah.
It's a good additive.
I think I'm California woke when it comes to, like, ultra-processed foods. I'm like, I can get on that woke boat or woke train.
Yeah, well, you know.
The woke boat.
So they're they're banning the red dye No. 3 chemical used as food coloring for products like Peeps. You know, you see that in Doritos and Cheetos and things like that.
Wasn't it years ago the red M&M's was gone
away.
And they brought it back?
Yeah, because they fixed whatever.
If we really had any idea how our foods were made, I mean, we would really change. I don't know, would we change the way we eat?
Probably not,
but I mean, we also live way longer than any time in human history. So yes, there are things that are bad for us that can lead to other things, but on the net, as a species, we're doing okay.
Yeah, we don't die from the elements.
Yeah,
right. We used to, but now it's just
all the time.
Now it's the tumors from the food.
Right, right.
That's it.
The tumors.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It used to be saber-toothed tigers. Now it's just cancer.
Yeah.
And what's with the Costco hot dogs, Rach?
Well, in the past, the CEO of Costco had said, like, over my dead body will you ever see the price of hot dogs raise. Now,
did he die?
Well, no. There was another interview, he said, oh, I think that $1.50 price, it'll be safe for a while. So he's backtracked for this period of time it's safe. So nothing gold can set
next,
these days.
Next thing you know, it's going to be $2.
On that note, has Arizona Iced Tea, they've stuck to their guns.
I think
there was like a long story about how Arizona Iced Tea has kept that cheap
99-cent
pretty
thing, yeah.
The can, the big can.
Mm-hmm. Wheels, want to tell us the weirdest story of the day with Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, everything's weird with him. So we talked about this yesterday. He was apparently on a list of potential vice presidential candidates for RFK Jr.
With Jesse Ventura.
Jesse Ventura.
That's a very strange short list.
And it's a part of that. Now the news agencies are like, well, he's not just a quarterback anymore, so probably time to start paying attention to the things he's been saying. Even though he's not the choice at this moment, we don't know. But the fact that you're in that realm means people are going to start paying attention. Well, a reporter from CNN, I think Sharon Brown?
Pamela Brown.
She met him at the Kentucky Derby years ago, and when he found out she worked at CNN, he immediately launched into, you guys don't tell us the real deal. He's like kind of chewing her out for, you know, their fake news, all this kind of
big
stuff.
Big conspiracy guy.
And he explained how, you know, Sandy Hook was an inside government job, and you guys won't report it, and you know it, and you won't report it. So now she's telling this story. Mm-hmm. Because he's not just an athlete entertainer anymore. He's being named as a potential vice presidential candidate. So that story came out yesterday. Jake Tapper kind of reported it, but with Pamela Brown telling that story. And now he's saying...
Can I guess? Is he like, why is everybody always talking about me?
He said...
I don't get it.
He posted a statement saying he never said that they were that it didn't happen and that they were crisis actors. But he did not deny saying that it was an inside job. So he kind of was very careful about his denial and how he did it.
Rather than it being this kid who did it, someone orchestrated it being done.
Right, for political purposes. Yeah. Right, for political purposes.
I'm not sure that's much better.
It's not. It's not at all. And then what's also come out, because people continue to, you know, now that he's in this range, they're looking. He went on a podcast recently. It's a conspiracy podcast. It's a guy that's like deep down every rabbit hole you could imagine. And they talked about all of the conspiracies, and he went in full on pretty much anything you could think of. Like, the COVID was fake. It's not even a real thing.
Yeah.
And the vaccine's not even a vaccine. It's something else that's designed to do something else. And
everybody, Kevin, knows somebody like Aaron Rodgers, one of those guys who thinks they know things that you don't know.
They have special knowledge.
And you just can't possibly understand.
Yeah.
What he knows.
Yeah, he said the last real president of the United States, on this podcast, he said it was JFK, was the last real president of the United States, and that's why they killed him. And then ever since then, they're not real presidents. The shadow people are running things.
Oh.
All right. Well,
they've done
I'm
a
convinced.
Good job of making it look real.
I mean,
you know, good, different,
but again, like,
different lists,
like
of
the people that make the world look round.
So, like, and all of this stuff is like, and there's so many more. I mean, like, literally, he was on 2 hours on this podcast, and I'm just reading the list of things, probably 12, 15 topics that they hit on, and all of them are these deep conspiracy rabbit holes that he's talking about going down. And I wanted to bring this up just, you know, obviously because it's in the news, but also, like, if you're the New York Jets, would you cut him over all this stuff? Would you be like, you know what? We just can't have this. Like, we can't have all of this.
It just depends on who's winning.
Well, but I mean, he's 40. He's coming off a full Achilles tear. He'll probably be fine, but you're not in this for the long term with him. It's not like he's 34 and you've got another 6 or 7 or 8 years with him as the plan at your quarterback position. You got him for one more year at this point, and all of this is going on. Do you keep him?
Well, I'd say this. If he were the punter, he's probably gone.
For sure.
But because of the position he plays, and he still might have a little something left, they'll give him a chance.
I know I'm the lawyer in the room, but can you fire someone for opinions?
Oh, the NFL can cut anybody they want. Reason. They just have to take the cap hit.
I think you just have to, I mean, it's one thing if you did this podcast and you can hear him saying these things, but I...
Oh, you can.
I wouldn't say
it's the guy that did the review says you can only listen to it if you pay $15. And he did. He paid $15 so he could write the story. So you can. I'm sure the audio will be out there.
I was just going to say, like, just based on the CNN reporter saying, like, hey, here's what he said to me 5 or 6 years ago, or whatever. I could not see them letting.
There's also a corroborating witness, Jake Tapper reported, who wants to remain anonymous because
another person who was there.
He or she is afraid of Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
But said that he told whoever it was the same story, Pamela Brown, like almost word for word.
Okay, so, and then a bigger picture. That guy's being considered by RFK Jr.?
You know what? That could be the biggest story.
What does that tell you?
The very fact that he's considering him. RFK is not going to win. He could be a spoiler.
Right.
But for anyone normal out there, wouldn't that be the death knell?
I mean, I know RFK always pushes back against being a conspiracy theorist himself, but he's expressed a lot of views on those various topics in more mild-mannered terms, right? He's not out there, you know, calling things false flags. But in addition to the weirdness of it, what qualifications for vice president does an active player have?
They're both,
I mean, like a retired player who's done other things. Okay, that's reasonable, but
they're both anti-vaxxers.
Yes.
That's it all comes down to that. And if RFK is making a calculation, it's probably that he thinks there are enough people who are so anti-vax that that's a good enough issue for them to vote, which is crazy to me because who's even pushing vax? I mean, you have doctors still recommending you get it. But it's not like it was a couple of years ago when COVID was raging and we were begging, please get a vaccine so that we can move past this stuff. Times are different now. That's all. Why would you run on that?
Yeah.
I mean, how is that a winner? I don't know how it would be.
You know, Jesse Ventura is more famous for wrestling and for being a host of a conspiracy theory show, right? Yeah. And writing a book about it, I think. But, I mean, he was a governor.
Yeah.
He was a Navy SEAL. I mean, like he does have some, but you balance it all out and you're like, okay, he was those things, but he's also the guy that wore the, you know, boa in the wrestling world and was really weird and then got into big conspiracy theories. And like, how am I supposed to take RFK Jr. seriously if those are the people that he's talking about?
I don't think you're meant to take him seriously. I think the whole thing is just about grabbing as much attention as possible. Yeah. So that's why you throw around names like Aaron Rodgers.
What's your best guess? 10 years from now, are conspiracy theories more prevalent or less?
More.
I mean, they're going to have to be more until we figure out. I mean, I don't know how you do it. How do you counter? This information's been out. I mean, like all of these topics, these are old. Right. I mean, like all of these things that we're talking about, the QAnon stuff is a recycling of all of these old conspiracies because there are all kinds of them. A lot of them are anti-Semitic. Others are just, you know, like there's always been a secret government or secret powers. They've all been around for a long time. You know, you guys don't know it because it wasn't mainstream. But being a nerd and in reading about conspiracy theories, this whole like, you know, politicians are pedophiles thing, that was thrown at the Bush family back in the day. Like they were people that were telling stories about them, obviously never corroborated, never proven, never any evidence, just stories. And the people that are talking about all these things, their evidence is that they read a story. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no, you know, I don't have anything. You don't, you're not providing anything. But the availability of this information and then how easily it spreads on podcast, TikTok, you name it, I don't know that it's going anywhere.
And it probably doesn't help that Elon owns Twitter now. Because he's kind of down that, he's in that same
sort
of mindset.
Don Lemon thing?
Wow.
Yes.
That was really something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, Elon offered Don Lemon a show on X, and he interviewed him for his very first episode, and Elon said, no holds barred, ask me anything you want. And he did, and he asked him about his drug use, and it pissed him off so much that he canceled his show.
Yeah, he asked him about his ketamine use, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elon,
and he fired all of his people that were working for, Elon fired the people that were working for him on building this thing, too.
Free speech absolutist, unless it affects him.
Unless you bother me. Yeah.
He's the
Andrew,
worst.
Andrew, I know this, you wanted to talk a little bit about, in spite of Elon, SpaceX did something pretty amazing today.
Yeah, so their last couple of rockets have blown up. It happens, I think. I mean, even happens to NASA, you know what I mean?
It does.
It does happen. That's not necessarily their fault, but they got one off. It worked. It launched. Amy and I were talking about how cool it was to watch it earlier. It was playing on
TV.
Did
it break apart or something?
No, it landed in the Indian Ocean, which was planned.
Yeah, this one did what they were
reported
it
poorly because they reported in spite of losing the rocket,
the Starship. Yeah.
Right, which they knew they were going to lose the Starship.
And I just it feels good that the people who work at the, because I think that those are good. I think the people who work at Tesla are good people.
He's not drilling bolts and stuff.
Exactly. Right. And it's full of good people. And in often cases, especially I know with Tesla, it's full of good people who think he's an idiot. And it's good that they have, I'm glad to see
risen
that they're
above.
Thriving. Yeah, I'm glad that they're able to thrive in the face of that.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, Chris Ranji's birthday, celebrating with a little cake. Benji and Melina's going to be up next. Can I share something kind of cool?
Yes.
So earlier in the week, I recorded those two podcasts for our parent company, Odyssey, and 2-hour-long podcast dealing with mental illness and suicide prevention. And Steve Moore let me know that they have cut them down, each one. They're going to air in full on the podcast, but Odyssey has cut them each down to 15 minutes for radio purposes, and they're going to run on every Odyssey station this weekend.
Nice.
Awesome. Very cool.
Isn't that cool?
Nice.
That's phenomenal.
370 stations.
Cool.
If you want to listen here in St. Louis, it's going to be on KMOX Sunday at 5 p.m. to 5:30.
Good time.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
Great.
Hopefully it helps out. Helps some people.
Mm-hmm.
What else are you guys going to do today when I leave? You going to be all right?
I mean, not okay. Not good.
Hey, this soldier on.
Dude, this cake's real good.
It's amazing.
It's really, really good. I've never had a chocolate chip cake before.
I'm not sure I have either.
Like, I love cake. I've had a lot of cake. I've never had chocolate chip cake. It's delicious.
Amy's favorite thing in the world is cake.
It is.
I kind of feel like that cake was for her. You just put my name on it.
Dingus.
Dingus.